What you saw in the Juju 97-yard touchdown?
Oh, he just ran down the middle and ran through it, and he ran for a touchdown.
You talked this week about not focusing so much on one star receiver and letting another guy beat you. Why do you think Juju was as effective as he was today?
I don't know. He just made some catches. He got put in some good situations, and he, you know, he just made some plays for him. I mean, you go into a game and, you know, and they got a top receiver like that, and you know, you want to force the next guy to do that, and he did it. So.
Three straight. How does this team respond with a tough trip to Lambeau up next?
Well, we always do. Heart, grit. We done been in these situations before. We work our way out of them.
Is there any frustration with the defense? You're getting stops, you're getting turnovers, and then the offense settles for field goals?
Nah. I mean, we just playing football. It's how it be sometimes, you know. Our job is to go out there and stop them. You know, whatever the offense is doing, that's what they're doing. I mean, our job is to go out there and stop them. I mean, it's a team game, and that's how we do.
What's been the biggest difference between the team's strong start to the season and the last few?
Wins and losses.
But what? But why?
Other teams make more plays than we make, you know. It's really what win games and what lose games, you know. They make some plays in key situations, and we don't. So they make more plays than us. The game really comes down to probably four or five big plays, and the team that makes those four or five big plays in key situations is probably going to win the game.
Amir described it as ticked off, but how would you describe the feeling in this locker room after a game that was so close down to the end?
I mean, you're obviously upset. You want to win the game. You know, you play a hard game like that against a good football team, and, you know, you got a chance to win it, and you don't win it. So, I mean, obviously you're a little upset, a little frustrated. You know, you put a lot of work into it, but it's football, and the good thing about it, that bye week is over with, so we get another game next week.
What did you see on the interception you had? How did that come together?
Man, Big Ben, I don't know. He tried it. You know, they came out in the heavy personnel, so they had a lot of big guys on the field. So we had a lot of big guys on the field, and they spread us out, put Antonio Brown in the slot, matched him up against one of our linebackers. And so, you know, for a quarterback, that looks like a favorable matchup. But, you know, fortunately, I saw the same matchup that he saw, so he threw it. I went to go get it.
Do you take pride in the defensive effort? Antonio Brown didn't really have much going. The touchdown was pulled back.
I mean, obviously, you know, we played a good football team. They got some really good playmakers over there. And, you know, we played tough. Like I said, we just didn't make enough plays, you know. That's the thing about football. It's the thing about the game. You know, you gotta make the key plays in the key situations. And we made some. But as a defense, you got to make all of them.
Are you 100%? How's your health?
Am I 100%? I don't know if I've been 100% since the first day of training camp. But nah, I'm definitely not, but I'll be all right.
You talked this week about how, you know, the bye was good for you to get back on the field. What did it mean to you to be able to start tonight and not have to miss this game?
Oh, man, you know, it meant a lot. You know, I was just, you know, praying before the game and just thinking like, man, I'm so thankful and feel so fortunate, you know, to go from, you know, the position that I was last seen in New Orleans to be able to, you know, run out on the field 2 weeks later and play again. And, you know, I was just thankful going into the game. You know, it's like, man, it was crazy to me. It's like, wow, man, I'm just so so unbelievably blessed and just, you know, so thankful for it. And I was able to make a couple plays to help my team. And I actually don't even know if I had, I mean, I think I had one tackle. So, man, he really is good, you know. I was able to help my team in some ways and stayed out of contact. So I kind of got 3 weeks. I feel really good.
Did you think about your streak at all?
Man, you know, that streak is it does. I will admit, you know, it does it does drive me a little bit. But that's just because it's there. You know, even when I was at 10 games starting, like, I just want to play, you know. The streak just brings attention to it, but me personally, my mindset doesn't change. I just want to play, and if I can play, I'm going to play. And if I can't, I'm going to try to play.